Psst. Hey. Hey there, big guy. What are you doing on this side of town? Most normal people don't come here. What's with the getup anyway? Come on. Trench coat, sunglasses, and surgical mask? You have been reading way too many comics or something there, because that outfit makes you stand out way too obviously. What? Why are you looking all nervous there? You look like you've seen a ghost. You never seen a goblin girl or something? Oh, you have a goblin friend you've grown up with, huh? That's kind of cute. Yeah, it's cute. It's just funny because I actually have a human friend I've known a long time, too. He's a bit of a knucklehead, but he's a good guy. Kind of always been like my big brother. Especially once we both hit puberty and he started towering over me. Oh, shit. Listen to me rambling on. Let me make it seem like it's something serious. So, since you're all decked out in obvious creeper costume, why are you here then, big boy? You looking for some fun? Mm-hmm. Fun. This isn't exactly Main Street, after all. I can see it in how you move. You're looking for something. Something a little unorthodox? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can tell. Come on, you're even using that really bad Batman voice to hide. It's actually cute, in a nerdy way. Come on, big guy. No need to be shy. How'd you hear about this place in our special services? Oh, word of mouth, huh? Well, yeah, I suppose it would. Come on, let's walk and talk. So, what have you heard? Prostitution? Oh, sweetheart, no. No. That's on the other side of town. We run a respectable business here. Yep, all demi-human owned. We offer rest and relaxation here for our clients. A way to distress. Maybe not feel so alone. All wholesome activities. Well, mostly wholesome. Sometimes we have the occasional incident. But not by the clients, at least. I'm pretty sure some of the girls here have bought their significant others and had some extra fun with them. But hey, that's between two loving adults, and as long as it's not during work hours, it's fine. At least as long as the chief doesn't hear about it, and there's no messes or smells left in the rooms. No harm, no foul. Ah, here we are. Welcome to Shauna's Demi-Human Companion Relaxation Lodge. We have all your needs for fulfilling, de-stressing experiences with a warm, friendly atmosphere. All your demi-human needs are here. Catgirls? You got it. Lomia? Absolutely. Wanna just have a game of chess with a centaur? Go right ahead. We have everything you need for a fruitful companion escape. So what can we sit you in for? A simple meet and greet and set you up later with the girl of your choice? A massage? Or maybe just a friend experience? Full package massage? Oh, so that's why you thought we were a seedy brothel. No, honey. It's just a nice simple massage by a demi-human of your choice. You can ask for anything. Granted, it isn't the dumb happy ending crap. You can even have one of our kitsune girls cast some illusion magic to whisk you away to a nice beach and relax, or relive a memory. As long as it helps you distress. Just the massage package, huh? Okay, no problem. So, who do you want to help you? I'm sure one of the cat girls would be best for you. They are pretty popular. Huh? Me? Seriously? You want this little green goblin girl? No, it's not like I'm unavailable, but it would be the first time someone asked for me personally. Okay, come on. Let's head to my room here. Don't worry about the other girls. We're all thankfully soundproof here, so we won't disturb anyone. You'd be surprised at how popular wanting to play video games with a demi-human is. And werewolf girls can get very vocal with their victories. Okay then, big guy. Go behind the curtain there and strip down to your skivvies. Then you're going to lay on that table there. Yeah. You can keep your disguise on, Mr. Growly. Okay, then. Oh, nothing. Just lay back on the table. Oh, nothing at all. You just got a surprisingly nice body for a human. Don't let it stroke your ego too much. Okay, back to business. Since you chose a full package, let's start with a lap pillow. Yep, my lap. These green thighs are super soft. I'll just get up on the table here. Yeah, I have my step stools. No vertical challenges getting in the way of this short stack green girl. Okay then. Come here, sweetie. Rest your head on my thighs. Let's help you relax. You look so on edge, even through the mask and stuff. There we go. See? Nothing to worry about. Just comfy, thick green thigh pillows. Let's start with a nice bit of gentle hair stroking and some head pats. Let me know if the music is too loud or not relaxing for you. I can change it or turn it off. Whatever helps you relax, okay? Your hair is so soft. The color kind of reminds me of my old friend. I hope my forefingers aren't too weird of a sensation on your scalp. Yeah? So good to get a nice gentle head stroking, right? Here, how about some scratchies too? Oh, look at that. You're already getting some goosebumps. Are my fingers that good? I'm glad you're enjoying yourself. Okay, turn your head. Time to clean your ears. I know that might sound a little unusual, but trust me, it feels very soothing. Don't worry, you'll still get some nice scratchies too. There we go. Just let go of all that stress in your head. And let me pamper and scratch it all out of you. Just enjoy my lap pillow and sink in if you want. No judgment here if you fall asleep. We've had plenty of clients come here just wanting to be held as I slept. With those clients, the Lamias are always popular for their hugs with their tails. They can coil around you real snugly. Me? Oh, nothing major. A lot of confidence training. Most times I chat with clients and help them get through any nervous feelings that they have. You'd be surprised. A lot of humans need help with asking a demi-human out. Other times I play some video games with them, so they feel more confident around girls. You're actually my first full package massage customer. I guess maybe people don't think goblins are strong enough to conduct a deep massage. Well, I'm glad you like my lap, too. Okay, turn your head to me. Let me get your other ear. Oh, and sorry if you feel my tummy pudge on the top of your head. There we go. Let me get in all the nooks and crannies in your ear with this cotton cloth. Feels nice, right? You know, you kind of have the same calming effect my friend has on me. I think you're the one relaxing me more than anything. I'm sorry I keep talking about him. What? Do I like him? Well, yeah, sure, I guess. I've known him since we were in middle school. We've always got along great. Even in high school, he still looked out for me. You want to know more about him? Well, like I said, he was always looking out for me. Sometimes during games, he'd put me up on his shoulder so I could see past the crowd. He even comforted me when I got rejected by the cheer squad for being too short. I remember being so distraught that day. I really wanted to be girly, you know? Everyone expects us goblins to be all sneaky and obsessed with building stuff. But I just wanted to help people smile, like how he always helped me smile. He always kept fighting off bullies who teased me for my green skin and my pointy ears. Yeah, he is a great guy. He even threatened a few of my exes. even when a lot of them I wasn't that serious about. Never mind that, though, okay? Let's get on with the rest of your massage. Here, let's sit your head between my legs, and I'll massage your neck. Convenient that being a short stack makes this easier to do. Okay, some nice, gentle tugs on your neck to help stretch it out. Some pressure here. And here. Yeah, I may be a goblin without magic, but I do got some magic fingers. Oh, you got some major knots here, big guy. You're really tense. Okay, let's get your shoulders now. Let's use some oil here. That feel better? Good. You got a great body there, hun. I bet you gotta swat the girls away. Oh, really? Can't be that hard for you, I'm sure. Why not? You want to make another session for some confidence training? It shouldn't be too hard. I'm sure a lucky human lady would say yes to a guy with a nice physique like this. Okay, let's do your, chest. Oh, climbing up here. Your chest is so tight. Did I hit the nail on the head? So, is she a coworker? Oh, she's a demi-human, huh? That's unexpected. Well, because you really don't give the vibe that you're into demi-humans much. You seem a little edgy around me. At least seems like you'd maybe go for elves. Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to pry. You just have a thing for one specific kind of demi-human, huh? Okay, no worries. I'm not judging you. All right, let's get your arms. Nice muscle tone there, handsome. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I guess I gotta pin him professional here with the compliments. Let's get a nice deep massage here on those arms. Nice and oiled up to help you relax. Attaboy, that's a nice groan of relief. Do you use your arms a lot? Well, no worries. I'll get all those aches out so you can be 200% better the next time you use them. Okay, turn over on your stomach. Time to do your back. There you go. Okay, I'm gonna just sit on your bum here. Don't mind me. Okay, let's rub up your spine here. Get you all nice and evened out. Oh? Yeah, I know my butt's a little curvier than most goblin girls. You like it? Complimenting me now, huh? That's okay. It's all fair, I suppose. Okay, for that nice compliment, I'll give you a special treat. I'll walk on your back. Ah, nice and easy. Good thing I'm so small, huh? Okay, ball to heel. Nice bit of pressure. Not too hard, right? Okay then, good. Up more along your back now. Let's use my toes to get these knots. Rub my heels into your muscles. Oh, that's a cute groan. You seem to like the short green girl walking the stress out of you. Huh, you big softy? All right, now that should... Shit! Whoa, great reflexes. I really would have hurt myself there. Thanks a lot. I guess I used too much. You idiot! What the hell are you doing here? Wait, shit. Everything I just said now. Don't go and start thinking weird stuff, okay? I know we've always been friends and all, and that you never saw me as anything more than that. Wait. You have? Why the hell you never said anything sooner? Oh, come on. You should have known how I felt. No, I only went with Ronnie from the baseball team because you never asked me to prom, you big, thick-headed idiot. Yeah, of course I would have said yes if you asked me. You heard me. I wasn't all that serious about a lot of them. Never mind that. Why are you here? checking I didn't get caught up in the brothel? Oh, come on. You think I need you looking out for me at my job? I'm a big girl, despite the shortness, you know? I mean, I'm flattered you still look out for me even now and all, but you don't need to keep doing it. Seriously, though, that disguise was so lame. And the Batman voice? How did I not see it was you? What? Well, yeah, we still have time for your session, but now it's kinda awkward. So, you always wanted to ask me out, huh? Why didn't you? Here, let me, straddle you and keep massaging your chest again, so I don't fall. Anyway, why then? Never picked up the hints. Dude, how? Did you not see my dress for prom? That was the most exposed thing I ever wore to show off these big green tits. Hell, I even wore stockings and a garter, and you never... Okay, I guess you finally got the hint. So, how'd you realize? Are you serious? You asked my dad. No, how could I not be embarrassed when my human childhood friend has to ask my dad if his daughter loved him? Oof, what did I just say? Shit, okay. Cards on the table, right? I love you. I've loved you ever since the first time you stood up for me against those bullies who kept calling me green shit and when they kept pulling my long ears. Yeah, I know that was when we were still in middle school. I admit it. I loved you since then. So, when did you start noticing me? Really? Well, I guess I shouldn't be surprised. These things ballooned out like crazy one day. Wait, really? You actually liked my goth phase? Oh god, shut up. No, I looked so weird with all the black makeup and clothes. It clashed so bad on my green skin. For serious, you liked it that much, huh? Okay, well, maybe I can try it again. For a throwback or something. Hey, can you kiss me again? I kinda don't believe you're being serious after that last one and all. I'm just gonna grind this green curvy bubble butt on you, you sexy oblivious dummy. Gotta make you suffer a little for all the years of torment as you made me wait for you after all. Yeah. Grab my hips. Getting a bit excited there, babe? Nice to know that goblin butt turns you on. Oh? Just mine, huh? Good to know. Here, let me just get up and slide these pants off and... Oh, naughty boy. Trying to make that green ass jiggle? Good thing I'm wearing these hipsters to show it off, then. Again. Oh, yeah. Spank me, big boy. Spank your little short stack goblin. Fuck yeah, I said yours. Who else am I gonna belong to after all these years? What virgin? Oh, please, don't worry about that. I popped it a while ago. Now, keep spanking me. One more time. Oh, good thing these rooms are soundproof. Might have a problem since it's still operating hours. I feel someone is eager. Let's get this bad boy out of those boxers, shall we? Oh, nice. I've always wondered what you had packing here. Looks really good. Thick, too. I don't think I'll even be able to fit you in me without hurting. Like how my hand feels on you there, babe? How about a little faster? What, do me too? Well, sure, I wouldn't mind. But, it's been a while, so I haven't had a chance to shape up down there. Maybe you wouldn't wanna. Hey, don't be so hasty taking my panties off. Yeah, okay, see? I told you I haven't been able to shave it in a bit. Told you it's gross and you don't need to. Hey! Put me down! What are you gonna do? Oh, fine. If you want to eat me out that much, don't say I didn't warn you. I'll just enjoy this nice cock of yours since you're so adamant. That's it. Not too bad there, baby. Your cock's definitely a handful to suck, but what you're doing down there on my cunt, though? Oh, keep doing it. Oh, yes. Get that little button ready. Oh, yeah. I guess you're not too bothered by the hair down there, huh? Well, I'm not gonna let you get the better of me. Made me wait all these years. I'm getting what I'm owed. Oh. Fuck. Tasty pre-cum. And you're already shivering. Oh my god. Yes. Fuck that goblin pussy with your tongue, baby. Swirl it in me. Yes, don't stop. Lap it all up like it's your last meal. Yes, yes, that's it. Bite my clit. Oh god, yeah. Lick it deeper. Oh god. Okay. I think that's enough foreplay. You, stay right there. I'm gonna make you watch my unkempt goblin cunt devour your cock. Rub this swollen head of yours on my lips. You look so desperate. Do you want to fuck your gobbo friend that bad? Say it, baby. Beg me how bad you want to skewer my green cunt with this dick. Say you're my boyfriend, baby. Let me hear it after all these years. Yes, that's right, baby. You are. And here... Oh, is your goblin girlfriend's pussy? Ah, all yours, baby. Shit, so damn thick in me. I've never felt so full. Oh, I gotta lay on you a sec. Gotta get used to you. Whew. Okay, gonna start slowly. Fuck. Oh, god damn, so thick, baby. Just go slow and... Wait, don't touch my ears. So sensitive in my ears. Oh, you're making my mind all foggy when you touch my ears like that. Oh, god. Buck up into me, baby. Give it to me hard. Yeah, I can take it. Oh, Fuck yeah, that's it. Buck up into me while I ride you. Fucking spank me. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, spank that big gobble ass, baby. Make it jiggle and leave your handprints on my green skin. Mark me up. Yeah. Look at that green hairy cunt gobble down that human cock. Oh, fucking stretching me to the limit there, big boy. So much better than what I imagined in high school. Oh, damn, you feel so good. Just a little more and I can make you hit my cervix. Come on, baby, buck up deeper. Hit it. Oh, fuck yeah, it hurts so damn good. Oh, you wanna be on top, huh? Wanna crush me under you there? Wanna pry my cervix open and claim my womb with your thick stuff? Bring it on, baby. Give me all that frustration you've been holding back all these years. Yeah, put my short legs up. Plow into me, baby. Drill that dick into my gobble pussy. Oh, drill it to the hilt. Holy fuck, I feel you at my cervix again. No, don't you fucking stop. Oh. Keep pounding me. Take what always should have been yours, baby. That's right. Grab my hips. Hold me tight against you. Oh. Oh. Yes. Yank my small body into you. Oh, God, you feel so good. I can't lock you in my legs, but you know what I want, baby. Ram that thing in me. Take all those years of pent-up feelings and pump it into my hairy goblin pussy. Oh. Shoot it into my womb. I can feel you throbbing deep inside me. Oh. Go right ahead and paint my insides with your spunk. Shit, I'm coming. Do it. Don't you dare pull out. Shoot it in me. Oh. Holy shit. I can't feel my legs. Damn years of waiting. So goddamn worth it, babe. Oh, fuck, I feel it dripping. I'm just gonna rub it all over my pussy. Yeah, I know I'm gonna be sticky all day. And I don't care. As long as it's you who did it to me. I think that's your session, hun. I know we said we don't do happy endings, but I think we can make an exception this one time. Ooh, boy, I'm sweaty. Hey, dry off with that towel and get dressed, okay? I'm gonna clean up so the boss doesn't suspect anything. Maybe when I get home, we can have another private session and catch up more on what we missed out. And maybe I'll even do a throwback and find my goth stuff again.